One time God said to me, "One step at a time, one step at a time, it is enough." Pam Padgett had a very interesting situation happen to her that fits this subject. A lightning storm came and shut off everything that was run by electricity in her house. She was in bed at the time, and she just pulled the covers up over her head and said to God, "I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this." And she heard one thing to do. So she got up and did that one thing. And then it came to her mind another thing to do. And she did that. And then another, and she did that, and another. And pretty soon, she had reconnected everything. One step at a time, one step at a time, it is enough. But you have to take that first step. Very often, when we hear a word from God, taking the first step leads to something else. He'll remind us of something else, and then something else, and set us upright again by the various words that he brings to our mind. That is the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, verse 26, John chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus tells us four things the Holy Spirit does for us. First, let me tell you that the Holy Spirit doesn't make you do anything. He just brings information to your mind, giving you an opportunity to do that specific thing. But he won't make you do anything. He doesn't take over your body and make you roll on the floor, as some people in the past have thought. He does not make you speak anything. He once said to me, "Tell your aunt this story." I didn't want to do that, but I have learned through the years and teaching of God, I've learned to yield to the Holy Spirit. So I did, and told her. But he didn't make me tell her anything. But I told her. It turned out the same thing had happened to her once, and it helped her. You learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. Let's look at the things the Holy Spirit does for the believer. John chapter 14, verse 26. Here are two things the Holy Spirit does. Jesus says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." As a new Christian, my best friend, who'd been raised Baptist, came to me and said, "Joni, you need to memorize scripture and be able to share scripture." And she said, "I've enrolled you in Bible Memory Association, where once a week you are to memorize one scripture. I'll be your sponsor. And then at the end of that week, you quote that scripture to me." That is one of the most difficult things I've ever done. But when the Holy Spirit reminds you of a scripture, and you look at that scripture and do that scripture, it becomes a part of you from the inside. And it's so easy to quote the scripture. The Holy Spirit shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you, says Jesus. So you'll be going along and a situation arrives, and sometimes the Holy Spirit just reminds you of the scripture. That shows you the way to go in the midst of the problem. Another two things that the Holy Spirit does for us, John chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. One step at a time, one step at a time. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear from God, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. This is one of the most important things to learn. What the Holy Spirit does for you. And the concept of following the Holy Spirit in the situation. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.